Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Dalet, and we are on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. We are the last two, three blots here, continuing our discussions of Tumah V'Tahara. And today we get into the end of the first Mishnah and the second contrast Mishnah, as we will see. So remember, the Mishnah started off back on Daf Mem Tesam Abeis, giving us the whole list of type parts of Mason that a Nazir is Magaleach Alav, and the Mishnah listed Aver Min HaChai Umin HaMeis, a limb of a live or a dead person that has Basar Karoi, that has enough flesh on it that it would regenerate itself if it would still be attached to the persons. That was what the Mishnah said. So yesterday we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Nun Gimel Amud Beis. What happens if it does not have a basar karoi? So the simple interpretation, the simple mashmos of the Mishnah would be no. The Mishnah says only if it has basar karoi. If it does not have basar karoi, so then it is not metame. That's what the pashtus would be. But comes along the Gemara and says there's really a machlokas about this. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says a nazir is megaleach. While Rabbi Yochanan says no, Rabbi Yochanan gets his shita from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says nazir megaleach, and the mashmas is that a nazir, anything less, a nazir would not be megaleach. While Reish Lakish says no, the reason is the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah does not list it in the items that a nazir is not megaleach alav. So why isn't Aver she'en alav basar listed there? So that's the raya. And then Rabbi Yochanan said back, once you say A, you know, if B is not on the first list, so then B doesn't have to be listed on the second list. It's obvious. And then we went through a couple of other items that were on the second list. Anyway, that was the discussion that we had. Once we're talking about Tumas Meis, we could mention this any time this week, but just to remember the thought of Rav Soloveitchik that is printed in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav, where he discusses that the source of Tumas Meis, we know in Parshas Chukas, is specifically put there. The question is, what's it doing there? Why is that vitzivui given there? It's not given earlier, closer to Maimon Har Sinai. It's not given later in Dvarim, where many other mitzvahs are given. So Rav Soloveitchik calls it the blackout years. Beginning of Parshas Chukas, or let's say the end of Korach. Parshas Korach is in year 2 of the Midbar. And then we have a couple of mitzvahs given in the end of Korach. And then we have Chukas. And then right after Paraduma, what happens? Miriam dies and Aaron dies. What just happened? Without our realizing it, 38 years have passed by in the Midbar. We don't know anything about those 38 years of the Torah. The Torah doesn't tell us anything about it. There's nothing that we need to know in the Torah. Specifically there, Paraduma and Tumas Meis is put. Why? Because that's what they were dealing with at that time in history. Remember, every year they dug their own graves, the Medrash says, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yibadlo Achayim Min HaMeisim, and the whole generation, the men of the Meraglim, had to die before the rest of Klal Yisrael could go into Eretz Yisrael. So this was the challenge that they were dealing with. They were dealing with Tumas Meis. They were dealing with death. And the way that a Jew comes to terms with death is Tumas Meis and Tara from that process. He points out that the only time that there is Tara from pure Tumah, that it's not just me, but I need someone else, is Tumas Meis. Saras is compared to Meis. What does that mean? Usually I can just jump into a mikvah and I become Tahar. Here I need someone to sprinkle on me. I have to receive something from someone else. Because death is out of my control. Death is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of, and he is the Meimisu Mechaya. Umatzmiach Yeshua. So, and that's the symbolized by the Tara process of Tumas Meis, and again by extension of Saras. And that is why it is where it is in the Torah, because this is the message that they had to receive. The defiled must perform the act himself, usually. It cannot be done for him. He defiled himself and he must cleanse himself. Tvila implies a capacity to change one condition. The ability of man to transform his life, to raise himself because he has free will. Hazza'ah is different. The Tameh cannot sprinkle it upon himself. His is a condition of dependency, and his own initiative is not enough. Right, and that's the message of why Tumas Meis it is it is where it is. The totally irrational ritual of the Paraduma suggests that human efforts to comprehend death and to lessen its dread are futile without an acceptance of a providential God. The inexorability of death as a human condition comes from Him, and only He can cleanse us. We cannot achieve it by itself. And there's a lot more here, but that is the message of its being where it is, and the what they needed to hear at that time of history. Okay, so now we continue, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, about 10 lines up from the bottom. So we just had the machlokas between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether Eiver Min Hameis, without the proper basar on it, without enough basar, whether that is a metame, a nazir. So, hi Eiver Min Hameis, Heichidami. What type of Eiver are we talking about that is under discussion? Again, usually the definition of an Eiver is basar gidim atzamos, as we had earlier, flesh, bones, and sinews that are connecting the flesh to the bones. Basar gidim atzamos. So this Eiver doesn't have enough basar on it. So, what about the etzem on this Eiver, or that this Eiver is on? Hi Eiver Min Hameis, Heichidami. What type of Eiver is under machlokas here? Idi isbe etzem kisaora. If it has a bone the size of a barley seed of the Eiver, so my time is Rabbi Yochanan. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say it's not matame? Fine, it's not matame mishum Eiver, but it's matame mishum bone, right? Etzem kisaora. If he touches it. If it does not have the size of a bone of a barley seed, so it doesn't have basar, it doesn't have etzem kisaora, it has a few gidim here, so by time of the Reish Lakish, right, there's no etzem, there's no basar, so why would Reish Lakish say it's tamei? So amlecha Reish Lakish, la'olav deles be'etzem kisaora, Rabbi Yochanan would say, really, it does not have a bone the size of a barley seed. You're right, the bone the size of a barley seed, that would be enough to be matame. But this does not, and this spill, gzeres akasev, that this is v'tami anazir. V'yafilo hachi rachmana rabye. And even so, this gzeres akasev, as we will see, that a nazir who touches an aver that has a little bit of bone and a little bit of basar, but not enough, that's enough to create problems for a nazir. Special gzeres akasev. Titania the Brisa says, the answer, the gzeres akasev, is not going to be until towards the bottom of the next amud. But we're going to quote two big Brises all about inyani tumah v'tara, that we are going to be able to talk about. Again, almost every topic in Tumah V'Tahara comes up on these dafim. Okay, I don't know if Tumah Zav, we'll have to see about that. We haven't gotten to that yet. But that came up earlier in the Masechta. If you remember the Tful Yom of Zav going into the Beis HaMikdash, we got to talk about it then. But here we're going to talk about a couple of others. Towards the end of this discussion will be the Raya of Reish Lakish, that there's a special Gzeres HaKasav about this type of Eiver. Okay, so we'll get there by the Hashem suit. So the Gemara says to Tanya, the Brisa. There's going to be actually two Brises that are quoted. One about Tumas Ohel, one about Tumas Maga. The first one, Titania, V'chol asher yiga al pnei hasadeh b'chalal cherev over meis. The pasuk that we have in Parshas Chukas, right? The pasuk says, if somebody touches anything in the field, b'chalal cherev over meis. Al pnei, so we're going to darshan every phrase in this pasuk. So first, we darshan, al pnei hasadeh. What does it mean on the face of the field? What do you have to say that for? Wherever a meis is found, what's pnei hasadeh? It's as if your panim is on the sadeh. So we darshan from there, ze hama'ahil al pnei hameis. That's Tumas Ohel. Al pnei hasadeh. On the face, you have the face above, that is number one. Bachalal, next word. What is that word doing there? Right? That is also not needed. Tosfos says, if you look on the sixth wide line in Tosfos, well, let's read the Gemara first. What do we learn out from Bachalal? Ze'ever min al-chai, v'yesh lo la'alos aruka. Bachalal means, what's also metame? A limb of a body, a limb separated from a min ha-mace, not only a mace, but separated from a mace that has enough flesh on it that it could regenerate itself. That's included in Bachalal. How do we get that from Bachalal? Tosa says, on the end of the seventh wide line, Dahachi mashma, Eiver shenafal mi guf hachai v'nechtach. Right, Bachalal is Eiver menachai, as I said mace before, Eiver menachai, and it is Yeshua l'halos aruka. Chalal is like cut off. That's what we think Chalal means. It was cut off from someone live, but it has enough to regenerate. Cherev, what does the next word teach me? Cherev. So we dash it from there, a whole new area of Tumah V'Tahara. Harezek kechalal. Why did I have to say sword? There are many ways to kill someone. Rachman al-Islam. So what is Cherev teaching me? That there's a special status of Cherev. Cherev is like Chalol. What does that mean? So we know there's a special din in Tumah V'Tahara that if someone touches the Kli that is touching someone who died, so then that Kli has the status of the dead body itself. Right? It doesn't go down one level like most Tumos. If somebody touches a dead body, the dead body is the Avi Avos HaTumah, then the person is just an Avatumah. But special din of Cherev Harayuka Chalo, special din based on Psukim, a din d'oraisa, that the sword itself has the status like of the Chalo, of the corpse, and if somebody touches the Cherev, they become an Avatumah. The Cherev goes across Avi Avos, and the Cherev becomes an Avi Avos. The big shaila is, how seriously do we take this connection of Cherev Harayuka Chalo, and how wide-ranging is this halacha? There are many machlokos, rishonim, within this world. Let's do a few that are mentioned here. Tosfos says right here, Cherev Harayuka Chalo, Dekli Matchos, Hanoge Bebeis, Nasim Avi Avos Atoma, Kemes Atzmo. Number one, Tosfos says, only metal. It says cherev, sword. Tosfos says it only applies to metal kalim. That has special status in halacha. L'tami adam anogeba, to be tami the person that touches it, v'tami tumas shiva. K'nogeba meis asma, you touch the sword, you become tami for 7 days, just like tami meis. Usually if I touch somebody who touched a dead body or is tami meis, I don't become tami for 7 days. Right, I become in Rishon. But if I touch a sword, Tosfos says, so that's the tame 7 days. Ola tame adam ababa ohel ashalach asher acherev besochot tumashiva kibol ola meis, or being the tame someone who is in tumas ohel. Tosfos is clear. Number one, Tosfos has a limitation, and Tosfos has an expansion. Tosfos has a limitation of only metal kalim. Tosfos has an expansion, even tumas ohel. Cherev Harayuka Chalol is not only Maga and Masa, but also Tumas Ohel. That is Tosfos Shita in two opposite directions. And Rishonim argue on both of those Shitos. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam discusses the two sources you got to know for Cherev Harayuka Chalol, besides the Rishonim and Ar Gemara, is the Rambam in Tumas Meis and the Ramban in Parshas Chukas. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis says, Kalim that became Tamei mace from a mace. So it doesn't matter how they became Tamei, through Mago or through Ohel, so they are like the mace Atzmo. Ma mace hametame anogeabo, bein adam and Kalim tumashiva. Just like a mace, anyone who touches a mace becomes Tamei for 7 days, so too Kalim that became Tamei from a mace are metame tumas shiva. Says the Rambam. No, it does not mention Tumas Ohel here. He mentions Cherev Harayuka Chalol if you touch a sword. So, number one, it seems like the Rambam argues on that it's not Metame Ba'ohel. But then the Rambam also argues on the other halacha. The Rambam then says, V'hu hadin l'shar kelim, bein kli matchus, bein kli shetef. That means kelim that you could be tova, like or others. Ubegadim. Begadim, anything, says the Rambam, that would touch Hari Omer, Kolar Horig Nefesh V'chol Nogea B'chalol, V'chol, and he quotes the Drasha, and the Raivi jumps on him. Anu Ein Lanu Ela B'cherev, O B'chiburin B'shar Kalim, fine by other Kalim if they're still attached to the base. But if they're not attached anymore, no, only metal. V'chol and it grows in and Ela B'chiburin. The Psukim only B'chiburin. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam argues on both of those, right? The Kesav Mishnah points this out. V'sofer Rabbeinu D'lav Davka Kli Mateches, Elohu Adin L'Shar Kelim, Kedas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Siponto, Shekasav Rabbeinu Shimshon, in the first parak in Aulis, Delok Rabbeinu Tambarashi, they're limited to clay matkas. V'das Rabbeinu, Shakli Nase Kemesa Filo Nitva Ela Ba'oel. The Kli could become another, third discussion. The Kli itself could become Cherev Harayuka Chalol even through Ohel. But it cannot be Metame, something else through Ohel. That is three different opinions. A lot of this is, how much do we say Cherev, it's Mamish like Chalol, or it's a new type of Tumah? That's the real Yesodo question at the root of this issue. If you want to look in the Ramban in the beginning of Chukas, where this pasuk is quoted and the drushas are quoted, the Ramban there discusses v'hanirim and asugis b'mishno b'gemara. If you look at all the sugis through Shas, the Ramban says it's v'tami b'maga u'b'masa, av'eino kamol v'tami b'ohel. like the mashmashmos of the Rambam. It's not mitami ba'oel. Shema batsu bo miyim nakasa ba'oel. Adam kiyamas ba'oel. Shira rakala adam atzmo. Only about a person. Vimaya cherev shenitba b'meis mitami ba'oel. If cherev harikachalo would apply to Tumas Oel also, hayukonim asurim b'chalabatim. All kohanim would be usher to go into houses. Why? Because shebekulan a cherev tam maybe a mitami osam ba'oel. Many times people died in houses. I mean, where they die in those days? They have special hospitals. They died in houses. All the kalim in there are now mitami cherev harikachalo, and a kohen can never go into that house again with all those kalim in there. Says the Ramban, it's impossible. It's impossible. So, and that you understand, another person who also expresses this same idea is the Baalei Tosfos. Turn over for a minute to Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Turn to the end of our sugya today. There is a line quoted from the Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Right, it's important to know. Rabbi Chaim Kohen. We'll quote him again, Bezram, later. If you want to look in the fifth wide line of Tosfos, Tosfos quotes after Rabbeinu Tam Shita, V'shalach lo Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. He quotes, Ezo bayis asher tivnu li, right, the lashon of the pasuk. What house can you build for me? Dim nazir megaleach alav hu adin to koin muzar alav ve'ein lecha bayis she'ein ba shum kli mateches shahaya ba'olam ezo shum masmer. Every nail that you put in a house. So kohanim will never be able to go into houses. Says Reb Chaim Kohen. What am I supposed to do? Says the Ramban. So they both say that they don't think, they might be arguing on both. Both Cherev HaKachalol is not created by Tumas Ohel, and it does not transfer Tumah through Ohel. Both of those are issues. Right? The Rambam says that it could get Tumah through Tumas Ohel, but he seems to say that it cannot be Metame through Tumas Ohel. Either one of those would save a Kohen. Either one of those would save a Kohen. But either way, that is the Ramban. And the Ramban continues now there and says, V'chinira obigamara, she'ena cherev nohonu geba meis metame adam asricha azah shlishi v'shvi. Another issue. If somebody mitami mishum cherev harikachalo, does he require the ashes of the paraduma sprinkled on him? Day 3 and day 7? Says the Ramban, I don't think so. I don't think it's that serious. Af al pisha ha'adam hazeh nogeh bo avlatuma. He's an avatuma. He's an avatuma that's tamei for 7 days that does not need the ashes, the afer of the paraduma. Day 3 and day 7. So again, yeah, it's cherev harikachalo. And not exactly, right? All of these issues are discussed in the Rishonim. The Ramban ends off. Va'anachnu ba'avonoseinu tmei hagalus v'lo yadanu b'taras hakodesh. We have no idea about this whole process. Asher ye'era aleinu ruach mimarom v'yizrok Hashem aleinu mayim tahorim v'nitar amen ken yiratzon v'mher v'yamenu. That's a very unusual Ramban. A la Torah, in the middle of Tumas Meis. Right? It sounds like that Rambam that we like to mention in Hilchas Parah Aduma, with the Rambam in Hilchas Parah. All of a sudden, he's talking about Hilchas Parah Aduma, and he's going through the halachas of, right, from Maseches Parah in the Mishnayis. I think it's at the end of Perek Gimel. Here, he says at the end of Perek Gimel, he mentions that there were 9 Parah Adumas in history, and the 10th one is going to be when Mashiach comes. V'teisha paras adumos na'asu. Based on the Mishnah, there have been 9 paradumas in history. Mishin istavu b'mitzvah zu at shachar v'abayis at pishniya. Until Churban Vayisheni, there were 9 paradumas. 1 in the time of Moshe. 2 in the time of Ezra. And then, that's 3. And then the other ones were all after Ezra until, there were a lot during Vayisheni. They needed a lot. V'sheva me Ezra Churban Vayis. The 10th one, Ose Melech HaMashiach, Mehera Yigala, the Rambam says. May he come speedily. This is the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah talking. What is he throwing in like? You know, we think like it's a modern idea to end every Dvar Torah. Mashiach, Mehera Yimei Nomei. Right? Beis Aleph. Right? The Rambam does it. The Rambam ends off Perek Gimel of Hilchas Parah Aduma. Mehera Yigala. That's the Rambam's emotion right there in those two words. Right? May he come speedily. Right? But that's what the Rambam does. Ramban does it too. Got to put those two sources together. The Ramban in Chukas, the Rambam in Hilchas Parah Aduma. Right, when you talk about it in this context, you have to beat Tzipis al Yeshua. You have to mention it. Like the Smak writes in Mitzvah Aleph, part of Emunah is believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us once, and he will, Bez Hashem, redeem us again. So,
Does this Tosfos
does not mention. Tosfos is lashon in the first line. Kemeis atzmo letame adam hanogeabo, right? The kli makar hanogim bemeis, right? Nogim bemeis. All the tame adam abba oel asher cher betzolchot tumashiva. Tuma Shiva, in it, right. So it sounds like you, once it is, right, Tame, then it can be Matami Mishimoel, right. Tumas Ol does not sound like you need Chibur in there, in that line. Okay, so that's the next phrase of Bechalal teaches me and what Cheref teaches me. Next line, Obemes. Obemes, what does that phrase teach me? Ze'ever ha-nechlal min ha-mes. Right, we had Ever min ha-chai, and now we have Ever ha-nechlal min ha-mes. Next phrase, O be'etzem adam. Be'etzem adam, what does that teach me? Ze rov atzamos. Rov atzamos is metame. As we know from the Mishnah Maseches Ahalos. O be'kever. What does O be'kever teach me? Ze kever sasum. This is a closed up kever. What does kever sasum mean? Tosis here points out there's a difference between when if somebody is buried and there is a tefach of airspace above them or there is not. If there is a tefach of airspace above them, says Tosfos, so then this is what's called kever sasum. If there's a tefach of airspace, so then that whole area where the mace is tame. Not only up, but to the sides. And therefore, if somebody is above that entire kever, so then they become tame, because it spreads out. If there is no tefach airspace, let's say somebody's buried, and there's no tefach airspace in the ground, then the tumah just goes straight up. Bokas va'ola, bokas v'yorid. That's the halacha. That's what, and generally, most kfaris bizman hazeh, right? In Eretz Yisrael, there is no space. There's no space, even if somebody uses in chutz la'aretz, where a coffin is used, usually there's no tefach, I mean, depending on the size of the coffin and the size of the person, but you need a tefach. But in Eretz Yisrael, there is no tefach, it has to go straight up, but a kever sasum, what the Gemara here is talking about, the chiddush is, again, on a d'araisa level, that if there's a tefach in there, then it could go to the sides, to the end of the area of the kever, and then go up. And if anybody goes over that area, even not right above the mace, they would still be metame, ohel, become tame because of that. That's what Tosfos says. On the bottom Tosfos, that's what sasu means. Tosfos says, v'dafka sheish poseach tefach, bein ha-mace lekever she'alav. It's got to be an airspace. Aval, ein bo poseach tefach, ein ha-metame called studin, el tumah bakas fa'ola. Okay, so now back to the Gemara. V'kever ze'kever sasum, da'amar mar. On the top, quoting the Mishnah in Ahalis, tumah bakas fa'ola, Bokas v'yoredes. That is one brisa. That is a brisa about Tumas Ohel. Now we have another brisa. Remember, what is this all being brought here for? To teach me that according to Reish Lakish, an Aver that doesn't have enough Basar or Atzamos could cause problems for the Tumah of a Nazir. Right? That's what's going to be brought at the end of this whole discussion. That's why we're bringing this. That's the first brisa. V'ilu gabi negia. But regarding Tumas Maga, remember Maga Masa Ohel, the three ways, regarding Tumas Maga, Rav Yehuda Tanya, Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Shmuel and Rav, said Tanya the following Brisa. Va'al hanogea be'etzem o bechalal. What are we darshan from that pasuk? Be'etzem ze'etzem kisaora. Right, the bone the size of a barley seed is betame maga. Right, if somebody touches that, they become tame. O bechalal ze ever hanechlo menachai ve'ein bo lahalos aruka. An ever that's cut off from a chai, but there's not enough flesh on it. That is also mitame maga. O bemeis or bemeis ze ever hanechlo menames. That's an ever that comes from a mace. O vakever, what does that mean? Amar Reish Lakish ze kever shelifnei hadibur. Right, Reish Lakish obviously is not in a brisa. But Reish Lakish is, this is the end of the discussion before we make the diak. So he says, kever includes kever shelifnei hadibur. What does that mean, shelifnei hadibur? So lamaisa, it seems to mean anyone before Maimon Har Sinai or anyone who are umos ha'olam, meaning ma'akum. What are they metame? They're metame maga. We'll see masa too. Ohel is not listed here. Right, this second brisa is about maga. That is, Tosfos actually has two deus right here, in Dibur Maskel Oba Kever, whether it's taught when it means Lifnei Hadibur. Does that really mean Lifnei Dibur, Lifnei Maimon Har Sinai? Or Lifnei the Dibur, the halachas of Tumas Beis, when they were given? Right, that, as we just explained, that was given after year two, sometime between year two and year 40. But Tosfos has two deus. When exactly it is referring to. But again, this is one of the major sources, this Gemara, Nazir Nundalid Yevamis Samach Aleph, about Tumas Akum. Tumas Akum, that's the first important sugya to discuss in this line. our non-Jews, mitame, mishum, any type of tumah. So that is a machlokas tanoim. What does this Gemara seem to say? We seem to say that we're tami maga. Tami maga, and we'll include even masa maybe soon. But that's it. Seems to be that they're not mitame mishum ohel. That is really a machlokas tanoim. If you remember back in Yevamos, on the Samach Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara there quoted the Brisa that discussed all of these different days. The Gemara quotes there, the first day up based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Atem kruyim Adam, ve'in ol dikachavim kruyim Adam. Right, you have the status of Adam kiyamus ba'ohel. That's what it says by Tumas Ohel. You have the status of Adam, and Ovdei Gachavim do not have the status of Adam. Right, so that is the Gemara, and the Gemara ends up by saying Nehi Kram Atmuye ba'ohel Dechsif Ki Adam Kiyamus ba'ohel Mimago Mimasa Mimatenu Kram. Right, the Gemara ends up by saying they're fine, they're matam, they're excluded from Tumas Ohel. But who says they're excluded from Maga and Masa? That's the pashas of the Gemara there in Yevamos. They're also similar to what it says here. But really, it's a machlokas tanoim. So Tosfos there discusses, first of all, you have other psukim, or for the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Asher Yaseh Ha'adam, right, that's referring to Umos Ha'olam also. So Tosfos says machalik between Adam and Ha'adam. Adam includes only Jews. Ha'adam includes even umos ha'olam. Okay, there's messages regarding that, but we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeia Shinayin Beis. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeia Shinayin Beis discusses all the different deis. So the Rambam paskins that Shinayin Beis in Yeredeia. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a number of opinions regarding this, not only the Shita of the Rambam, but the last one. Shinayin Beis. This is in Hilchos Tumas Beis. That's where Hilchos Tumas Beis is in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says there, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim. The Shulchan Aruch knows this is a controversy. Right? There are three different Shitas in the Rishonim. Ones that say they're even Matami Mishum Ohel. Tosfos quotes that day there in Yevamos. The ones that say only Maga and not Ohel. And others, the Shita of the Yireim, and others that say they're not Matami at all. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Nachon Lizoher HaKohen Milelech Aleihem. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, it's good to have Kohanim stay away. Doesn't say it's Aser. Nachon Lihizoher Milelech Aleihem. Meaning, Lechatchila, even like the Shita, they're Matami Mishum Ohel. Lechatchila. Then the Ramah quotes, V'af Alpi Sheyesh Mikilin, even though there are Mikilim, in parentheses, what does it say? Rambam and Yireim. That's really, it doesn't give the proper impression. Oh, the Rambam and the Yireim hold that they're coolest. There's a big difference between them. The Rambam holds it's still Matamim Shemag and Masa. This is just, regarding Tumas, oh well, they hold like the same Shita. But that's the Rambam, even though there are Mikilim. V'nachon lahachmir. But it's nachon to be machmir in this regard, and that is what we try to, Kohanim try to do. To be, careful. Even maybe even about Tumas Ohel, but for sure about Maga and Masa, which is what many Rishonim hold. There were discussions here. If you remember, we discussed a couple of weeks ago. The Pischei Tshuva here discusses, and the Dogo Mervava, right? The Nodabi Huda here discusses whether you can rely on the Ravid in Hilchos Naziris that we mentioned once or twice already in this Besechta, that Bizman Hazeh, maybe Kohanim are on Musar on Tumah because we're all Tameh Meis anyway, so maybe this, and Kohanim are our Mukhzakim and Amiyuchasim, pile on a couple of Kulas, so maybe there's no Tumah Bizman Hazeh, but generally, even though the Dogma Rebava writes that he originally gave a Heter, but then he took it back. Then he took it back because he rethought what the Ravid means. He thinks the Ravid thinks today, it's still Usser. There's just no Kares maybe. But it's still Usser today. And therefore, he took back his Heter. The Pischei Tshuva here also quotes the Nodabi Yehuda. Kohen sheish l'choli nechbem mitzukan ma'od v'lefamim nofel ba'achas abchasim v'nipsa v'sefer shitin yado liyad meis v'yomer lachash. Right, there's a Kohen that has a certain type of illness, very bad illness, and he saw in a sefer that if he connects himself to a dead body and says a certain lachash, the choli will be taken from him. So is he allowed to do a refua she'ena menusa in order to try to save himself?
If
If it's a refu beduka pashit, it's chashash akhanas tafashos here. But if it's refu she'ena beduka, is he allowed to do it? Again, all of these situations come up in terms of what is allowed and what is not allowed. That is number one. Tosfos discusses also in a number of places regarding tuma. We're talking about tumas meis here of Am Yisrael. Of Umos Ha'olam and Am Yisrael before Maimon Har Sinai. What about the status of Jews before Maimon Har Sinai? Right, that's also a question here. The Gemara here says Lefnei Hadibur, Avram Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov. What status did they have? They did some more mitzvos than other Bnei Noach, but there was a big discussion in the Rishonim. We might say, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to say, were they super Bnei Noach or miniature Jews? Right, how do you look at them conceptually? And that's a big difference between those formulations, right? They were super Bnei Noach plus with some extra mitzvos. Or no. Or maybe they were pre or miniature. Both of those are even different. Mini. Pre or mini Jews, right? And they have to look at it like that. There are many different nafkaminas. There's a Ramban. The Ramban in the end of Parshas Emor, where the Ramban talks about the Mekalel. Remember, there's a very challenging Rashi there. The Mekalel there says, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk tells us, who is the Mekalel? A Ben Isha Yisraelis, the son of a Jewish woman, Vahu Ben Ish Mitzri. His father was Egyptian, his mother was Jewish. And he was fighting with a Jew. Rashi says, a couple of psukim later, he was Nisgayer. His mother was Jewish. What do you mean he was Nisgayer? What kind of conversion did he need? His father was Egyptian. So some say the Ramban says, maybe it just means he followed his mother's ways. That's what it means he was this guy here. But then the Ramban quotes the Chachmei Atzarfatim, the French rabbis, who say that before Maimon Har Sinai, Jews had the same status as non-Jews. It goes by the father. Goes by the father. Wow. Right, that's the Ramban. Vatzarfatim omrim ki tama geiris of neshaya kodem atan Torah vayemishpatole lech achar hazachar mimasha amru beumos holech achar hazachar. Unbelievable. Aval kishagadal nizgai lo daita v'nimol vein daiti kach. Says the Ramban, I don't think so. Why? Ki me'eshe ba'avram bebris hoyu Yisrael v'begayim o yischashavu. Right, we are not amim. Kamosha amar be'esav. Chuli continues. Machlokas 2 days in the Ramban about whether Jews before Maimon Har Sinai had any special status as Jews or just super Bnei Noach. Okay, but that relates to our issue here. Would there be Tumas Meis for the earlier, for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Would there be Tumas Meis of a Jew or Tumas Meis of a non-Jew? Right, that's part of the question here on the Lashon of Dibur. Okay, there's a lot more here. What about being Matami oneself for a tzaddik? And that's also a big discussion. But let's leave it for now. Continue, and we'll see how much time we have later on. Let's continue. So, hi, Aver Menameh. So, these are the two prices that we brought. Regard the first one about Tumas Ohel, the second one about Tumas Maga. So now, hi, Aver Menameh Seichidami. The second brisa quoted, Aver Menameh. In the same brisa that was quoted already at some Kisaora. Keep that in mind. So, hi, Aver Menameh Seichidami. What are we talking about? If it's an Aver that already has the bone the size of a barley seed, Hainu Hanogia Vatsem. That's the same thing that's already mentioned in the brisa. Can't be talking about that. Ella, Delesve Atsem Kisaora. It must be, there is no Esam Kisaora there. Fiafilohachi, Rabbi Rahmana. Rahmana Rabye. And even so, it's included in the brisa. Says Reish Lakish, that's my makar. That's my makar, that an Aver, even without appropriate and enough bone or flesh, still is going to be metame. Period. Amar lecha, Rabbi Yochanan. So what would Rabbi Yochanan answer back? Rabbi Yochanan argued and said, it is not metame. V'Rabbi Yochanan amar lecha, la'olam de'ispe. Really, it has had some kisaora. Aye, so why isn't it just metame mishum etzem? Forget any flesh. V'meinu inyin l'maga'o, t'neo inyin l'masa'o. The extra thing is teaching me to masmasa. Right? The first halon is tumas maga. If you don't need this for maga, because you already know it, so it's for metames masa. Ask the rush. So what does Reish Lakish do? Where does Reish Lakish know tumas masa from? Right, Sarach Ian, he does not answer the question. The rush. Sarach Ian, mina le l'Reish Lakish de etzem kisor matami v'masa. So what's the answer? The answer, what did the Rambam say? Remember the first Rambam, Menichel Tumas Meis, b'pi Hashmua. Tumas Masa is learned down, maybe as an extension. of Maga. Or, once you know Ohel, then it's a Gilui Milsa, that Masa is included. Rather, we have it. It's not really a Kal v'chomer, it's a Gilui Milsa. So maybe Reish Rabbi Yochanan is not so comfortable with that Gilui Milsa. Or Reish Lakish is, and that's why he would know Masa. Fine. Machlokas being, is Masa a natural outgrowth of the other two? Vaitu. Masa b'shlishi b'shviva soser. V'cholo. So back to the end. We're almost there. Rabosai. Almost there at the end of the Mishnah from Memtes. The Mishnah at the end said that on all of these things, the Nazir has to be sprinkled day 3 and day 7, and it uproots. It's soser, it's a kodmin, v'cholo. Ibailahu. And the end of the Mishnah said, and he cannot start counting again until it becomes tahar and brings his karbanos. So, ibay luhu, hai diktani ache yitar bishvi'i koi. Is it really talking about day 7? Day 7, he could already start counting? Ad avid. The achronim point out that Bali Tosfos and the Rush probably don't have those next two words. Harif shemesh. Those are, they don't have that in their girsa. So, are we talking about on day 7? Umani Rebbe Eliezer, he and his Rebbe Eliezer Shita, who said earlier that you could start counting your new Naziris right after your Tful Yom, after you finish the days before you bring your Kabbanis on day 8. Odil Mabishmini Koi, or are we talking about until he becomes Tar and brings his Kabbanis, that means day 8. Umay Ache Yitar Ache Yavi Karbanosa, Umani Rabbanani. So what does our Mishnah mean? Does it mean day 7 you can start counting again, or day 8? If you remember, back on Dav Yud Ches, couple of weeks ago, we had 4 shitos about when you could really start counting. Right? Can you start counting day 7? That was Rabbi Elazar. Day 8 in the morning, before you bring any of your karbanos, or after you bring your chatos, or after you bring your ola. Right? Or asham. Right? All the different days that we had. After you bring your chatos or asham. That was Yud Ches Amud Beis. So now we're quoting at least 2 of the opinions. So who is it? Who is our Mishnah like? So Tashma B'Diktani Seifa. Well, look at the contrast. Look at the Seifa, right? The Mishnah that we're about to get to. Maschil Umone Miyad. Right? There it says that these items, these tumas, don't uproot what an Azir counted already, and you can start counting again immediately. So there it says immediately. What does immediately mean? He became Tame Meis. So that immediately must mean day 7, right when he finishes. So Haresha Mayacha Yitar, so the ratio, which is in contrast, who says until you become Tar, Achiyavi Karbanosav, Umani Rabbananhi. That must be the Rabbanan Shita. To Amri Nazir Tatara, Achmini Lochaili. You can't start counting the Naziris Tara until you get to day 8. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah now, the foil of the Mishnah earlier, the Mishnah on Memtes, and the Mishnah now on Daf Nun Dalin. Aval, not too many Mishnah start off with but, right? But all of the following, Anazir is not Megaleach 4. What are these? Hasichachos. We'll see. That is a type of branches that are leaning over. Schachos, like schach. Vahaparaos. Those are also rocks that are leaning over. And again, there's a possible mace underneath and you go under. All of these are Tumos Meis Durabanan, or Suffolk Tumos Meis, and that is why in all these cases a Nazir is not going to go through the whole process. Remember, because a Nazir has to violate certain things when during the process. He has to cut off his payas, he has to bring Karbanas, right? So if it's a Durabanan Tumo, or if it's a Suffolk, we're not going to allow him to do that. So, Avalas Chachos, Vaparos, Ubeis Apras. What's Beis Apras? That is an area. There are different types of Beis Apras, but the most common one is the field, Shenachrash Bakever. There was a kever in somewhere in this field, and this field was plowed over. So we have no idea. We don't know where it is. We don't know if the plow got deep enough to touch the mace. We don't know if it did get deep enough, if it spread any of the bones anywhere else in this field. So it's a sub-itum, we're not sure. So the Chachamim were metame this field, midrabanan, 100 amos in all the directions. So that's a Beis Apras. So it's metame midrabanan, tame midrabanan. Again, it's a chshash. Tosfos and the Ritva right at the beginning of Moed Katan. Probably there's nothing to worry about. Probably it was broken. Probably there's no Etzem Kisaora that is around. Nobody's going to touch it. But, you know, that's what Beis Apras is. It's Tami Midrabanan. So that is not enough to make a Nazir start again. The Eretz Amim, or Chutz La'aretz, as we know, which is Tame. What we spoke about earlier, about a Nazir accepting a Nazir from Chutz La'aretz, having to come and redo it. Hilni Amalka. Vahagolo Vadofek. Gola and Dofek are different parts of the kever. The cover of the kever, the wall of the kever, the Rashi Tosfos at the beginning of Ksubas discuss exactly what it is, some part of the Matseva, that's Golel and Dofek. The Revias Dam, Revias of Dam is also Metame. The Ohel Rova Atzamos, in Ohel, if he's Mahil on Rova Atzamos, so all of these, remember, they might make him Tame Tomas Mace, but it does not make a Nazir being Megaleach. The Kelim Anogim Mace, or Kelim that were Nogeb Mace, as we mentioned earlier, Ubi Mei Sifro, Ubi Mei Gumro. We know there are different stages of a Mitzora, of the process of Tzaras. There are stages where he's just put away for to see what happens. Then there are stages where he is a Mitzora, that is, where he's Vadei Mitzora, and then there are stages where he is counting his Talich Hatara. So, the Mishnah here says, Ubi Yimei Sifro, during the days that he's counting, Umei Gomro, where he's Nigmar, to be a Nazir, to be a Mitzora, all of those he's Tamei. But they don't ruin it. He can't count those days, but they don't ruin his Naziris. Al Elu Ein HaNazir Migaleach. On all of those, the Nazir is not Migaleach. Tosfos points out here on the bottom, Al Elu Lokaya Yimei Sifro Yimei Gomro. That line is not referring to the Mitzora line. Sharehu Tzorch Legaleach Mishvil Saraso. He's already getting haircuts for his Saras. But that line is going on the others. Umaze Bishlishi Bishvi. In all these cases, he became Tamei Meis, or... again, excluding the Mitzora ones, he has to get sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. The Eino Soser Esakodmin, and these do not uproot the earlier count. Umaschil Umone Miyad, and he can start counting, recounting right away. As we just said before, that means day 7. The Carbon Eino doesn't. It's no carbon here. No carbon of Nazirus. The MS Amru. Be'emes Amru sometimes means Halacha Moshe Misinai, according to some. Other times it means it's just a Mitzora that we have. Amru, Bamas Amru, Yimei Hazav, Vahazava, Vimei Hasgeru, Shel Mitzora, Hara Elu, Olin Lo. The earlier cases of the Mitzora Mukhlat and the day he's counting don't even count for him. They don't uproot, they don't even count. But here, we have another din, the day that, let's say there's a Zav that is a Nazir, so that can even count. That can even count. There's no issue, we mentioned earlier, of a Tumazav of a on a Nazir. Zav, Zava, and Yimei Hesgero, the days that a Mitzora is just Musgar to decide whether he is going to be a Mitzora or not. Here, the Mefarish here is the Ashita, Be'emes Amru, Halacha Yilamosha Misinai. He holds here that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. He quotes that Deya, that's also a Deya in the Rambam in one place, and others say that no, it has other Pshatim, what that means. Okay, so Elohein HaSchachos. What does Schachos mean in the Mishnah? That it creates Tumah Midrabanan, Ilan HaMesech Al Haaretz. A tree whose branches overshoot, but it's not Vaday Tumah under here. Tosfos talks about that this is a Chumar Midrabanan. Tosfos said to Dibur Maschil Ilan, Midaraisa Lav Ohel Ma'alya. This is not a real Ohel, these branches. Shoha'ana Fim Rechokim Zemizeh. They're far from each other. Ve'ein Ben Boseach Tefach. They don't have an opening of a tefach underneath. Avki yesh bevadek sais ben ames tachas achas mehen. Even if there's vaday meis under one of them, but min haTorah it's going to be tar still. So it's a chumra drabana because it's an inferior type of ohel. So it's only tami midrabanan. So that's why the nazir is not going to lose his naziris for that. Back to the Gemara. Upraos. What are praos? The Bach adds in avanim hayotos min hageder. Right, same kind of thing, stones that go out from a gather, but they're a little jagged, and they're not exactly a full-fledged ohel. The Eretz Ha'amim, Ibailu, says the Gemara, Eretz Ha'amim, when the Rabbanan were Metame Chutz La'aretz. Why? Mishum Avira Gazru Alei, Odila Mishum Gusha Gazru Alei. We have this once before in this Pesachta. Remember we had the Machlokas Bishamayis Hillel about the fact that you can't accept Naziris in Chutz La'aretz and you have to redo it. Why is that? So, what were they metame in Chutz La'aretz? Only the gush, only the dirt, or even the airspace? Even the airspace. So, look at Tosfos for a second. Unbelievable. We are now in this Daf Yomi cycle, Thursday of Parshas Noach. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, why were they metame mishum gush? Why would they be metame the ground of Chutz La'aretz? Tosfos, third line of Eretz Amim. Mishum Gusha Dafka, Hamala Gusha Gazru. Meaning if you went in a box in the air in Chutz La'aretz, it's not going to be a problem. It's the ground. Why? Kamisha Amala La Mace. Why? Mipnei Mesei Mabul. because of the Mabul. This is according to the day that the Mabul took place everywhere except Eretz Yisrael. So many Jews have been killed. Tosfos, remember when Tosfos wrote this during the Crusades, the Baalei Tosfos. So many Jews have been killed in Chutz Laaretz throughout the ages. And you know, they can be buried anywhere. So that's why Chacham goes there, or Chutz Laaretz, to have Tumah. But if you would go, is that the root of Tumas Amim? Or is it even the airspace? There's something more metaphysical about it when they were goes there. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Tashma. Well, our Mishnah says, Umazah b'shlishi b'shvi. Our Mishnah says that in all these listed, you have to get sprinkled by the Ashes Paraduma, 3 and 7. V'yamar mishum avira. And if you say it's mishum avira, hazal amali. Right? If you say it's only mishum avira, so then hazal amali, why would you need even the hazal in this case? Say alala mishum gush. It must be mishum gush. And that is why, right? The Mefarish explains. V'yamar mishum avira. Hecha diik avir belo gusha, mi havi le tuma chamura kule hai. Dibay hazal shlishi v'shvi, it's just the airspace, you're going to say you need the ashes for a duma, it's so chamur. So elav, it must be mishum gush. And it's really based on some type of chash of mace. So doesn't our Mishnah prove that it's mishum gush? Answer lo. Lo lamei melacha mishum avir, it could be mishum avir. But that line of the Mishnah is not talking about that. V'chitani ashara. And when it says day 3 and 7, maybe it's not talking about the Eretz Ha'amim. And Achinami Mistavri. It also makes sense with another line. Midiktani v'kelem anogim emes. That line. If you touch a kli that's anogim emes, well, you also need 3 and 7 there. Hani kelem b'nei azayinun. Right? They're matami you enough to be goreim such strong tumma? No. So you see, that last line is not referring to everything in the Mishnah, so it wouldn't refer to everything here either. Just 2 points, the Tosfos on the bottom here, well, again, also relates, as we saw before earlier, this is one of the Tosfos about Cherev Harikah Chalal, which Kalim, only Kli Matkas or other Kalim, is it Matam Yishim Ohel, this is the Rebbe Notam, the Risi Ponto is quoted in there, that is Bein B'Kli Matkas, Bein B'Shar Kalim, this is a Cherev Harikah Chalal Tosfos. Number one. Number two, to remind us all of something that we discussed a couple of weeks ago, Kohanim going to Chutz Laaretz. There's a Tumah D'Rabbanan here. And if you look at the Rambam says in Hilchos Avel, in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam seems to say that it's Asur for a Kohen to go to Chutz Laaretz. That's what it seems like. Sounds like from the Rambam. It's Asur for a Kohen. Where is it? I'll read it again. The Rambam says, V'chenim nichnas l'beis pras o yatza l'chutz la'aretz. The Kohen is Yosef l'chutz la'aretz. Makanos o'makas mardus. You give him rabbinic lashes. So what's going on here? A lot of Kohanim go to Chutz Laaretz. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Tes Sif Aleph, also in Hilchas Avelis, where Tumah is discussed, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Samach Tes, Kohen Muzar, Shelo Litame Bemeis, Ulo L'chol Tumas Aparshas Mimenu. Volola Gola, Volola Dofik, Volola Vimenachai, Kohen can't do this, or this, or this, or this, or this. And then, V'kol Eretz Ha'amim, Asur L'Kohen, Litame Bohen. That's what he says. So what do we do? So first comes the Rama. V'yesh Omrim, T'Kohanim Asurim, Litame L'Cherev Shenitva B'meis, V'yesh Mekilim V'chinagu L'Hakel, V'einis Haran Mizeh. So first, is that line of the Rama only going on the last point, or even earlier? So, it's not so clear. But if you look in the Taz and the Shach, so they were the ones, they help. Maybe this is not talking about really Bizman Azeh. Says the Taz, V'chol Eretz Ha'amim, Zekoi Bizman Shayataras, Be'eretz Yisrael. Right, that's all. That's when it's usher for a Kohen to go from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Ha'amim. Because of the Chash Tumah. But nowadays, you know, this isn't such a strong Tumah that we're all Tamei Meis anyway. So a Kohen can't go into a cemetery, that's true. But to go to Chutz Laaretz, that is not exactly held upon, and if it's for a good reason, the Shvas Yaakov discusses in the Tshuva, maybe someone points a Kohanim who are in Eretz Yisrael and they'll leave. But if they live in Chutz Laaretz, well, you haven't got a fault there, that's where they live, that's where they were born, that's where there were communities. Right, so is that a reason for a Kohen not to come visit Eretz Yisrael and then not be able to leave? I think Ruben the Ruben of the Poskim would say it's okay. The mitzvah of coming to Eretz Yisrael anyway is strong enough to override that halacha, which the Taz and the Shach say don't apply Bizman Hazeh. Doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. So therefore, it would be mutter. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue with a couple of other issues related on tomorrow's daf.
That's a Parsha Shir should be up from yesterday.